I'm here again in the York Explore Centre in Library Square in York, the library that was previously called Central Library. I'm here with the head of Libraries and Heritage herself. It's Fiona Williams. And Fiona, you're going to tell us today about the library and you're going to walk us through. So what's actually happened here at the library to begin with?
Well, over the last 6 months, the builders have been in, tearing down partition walls, taking out all the cabling, all the electrics and replacing it with new, completely replacing all the lighting, completely redecorating the whole space, doing some work up on the roof to stop the rain coming in, and doing some work with just the sort of fabric of the building.
Mm-hmm. So it's all refurbished and nice and shiny, but I'll let you explain that so we can maybe, if people are out there and they shut their eyes and they can imagine when they walk in through the library doors, what will they see and where will they go to get into the main library area?
Well, the first thing they'll see is a black and white tile floor, because we've taken the carpet up in the foyer and we've taken everything out of the foyer. So they'll walk into an incredible open light space. And in front of them, there'll be open double doors. And to their right and left, there'll be open double doors. So they'll be able to go enter the library in a variety of different ways, whereas before it was just through one door. So if they choose to walk straight ahead, they will come into the main non-fiction area. And again, as they step into the library, there'll be an amazing feeling of light and space. The natural light coming in through the windows, it just floods in, and particularly when the sun shines, it is a truly beautiful building. So what they'll see in front of them is loads and loads of books. The non-fiction section, there are loads of books, there are new shelves, but they're clad in oak, and the oak colour matches the original oak of some of the older shelves which we've kept towards the back of the library. It was important for us for this part of the library to maintain a more traditional feel, because we wanted to reassure people that we're not just trashing the place, mm-hmm. that we want to create a 21st century library, but we're very mindful of where we've come from and the traditions. Yeah.
So let's take a walk. We're just walking through the double doors, and right in front of me is a really, this is my favourite space. Mm-hmm. It's a really neat little hideaway. And explain what area we're stood in and what do you think of it?
It's sort of a space within a space, and it's through curved shelving and some sofas, we've just created a separate little room in the middle. Although it's completely open, when you're standing in it, it does feel like a separate room.
It
almost has a different sound. And I just think it would be a wonderful place for reading groups or for friends coming and having a cup of coffee. All of the book display in this section is front on display, so we can really use it to showcase the different sections of stock that we've got.
I love it. And these two couches and they're both facing each other with a coffee table in the middle. And I just want to sit here all day. So if we walk through here, there's some tables to the right and the left for some informal chats, just to sit and read. And in front of us, there's some computers on some gorgeous curved shelves. And like you said, oak panelled. And they lead into some more sort of almost enclosed off spaces. But they're not, because you can see them through the some of the, not alleys, but the corridors through the glass. But it still feels very private, and I love that. So now we're into the children's area and the cafe. So what were your thoughts with this space?
Well, we wanted to create a space that was very informal, where people could come together, could feel very safe and welcome, and just really relax. We wanted the children's library to be a part of the main library. We wanted people to be able to see children enjoying the books. So mum or dad, or grandparents or whoever, can sit in the cafe having a cup of coffee or just relaxing on the sofas while watching children choosing books, so it's completely safe for children. The children's library, we wanted to be really colourful and vibrant and full of life and full of books. I want to sort of read them all at the moment because I love children's books. Mm-hmm. And computers just for children. So it's really their space. And I really hope that when they come in, they'll just change it all around. and we'll have under five story times on a Tuesday morning. So I imagine Tuesday morning in this space will be full of excitement and happy children and learning how to read and enjoy books. And so this is really, for me, going to be the very vibrant, exciting part of the building.
I love it. It's all green, and I'm sure the kids will mess it up. So anyone out there listening, look forward to coming to the library next week. Thank you very much.
Thank you.